Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Ooh, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck, you left the boy no options.
Well, I'll go over this.
And we're recording, so I just got that. We're here again. Voos making fun of me for wanting to go to lunch with you.
Not wanting to go to lunch with me.
Well, I just said I want to go.
No, you were like, no, I'm going to stay home by myself.
That was before. I didn't know if you were breaking fast, a.k.a. breakfast. Breakfast.
Right. I mean, it was like
breaking
noon,
fast.
But okay. We could be bros at brunch, but you busy.
Bros at brunch. Welcome back to the show. Our last stop was the Frushi Man, as you call
Frushi
him.
Frushi Man versus Pepperheads.
Lowest rated up. What are Nielsen ratings look like on that one?
We don't release that info. We're like Netflix.
You say that every time.
Yeah.
Okay, and then today. Mm-hmm. So we're doing Drake today.
Drizzy.
Shadows Aubrey. Collide with Drakes. Nope.
Yep. Nope. How many spins did you give it?
Three.
Cursory. What's the word?
Cursory.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's three spins. I'm surprised.
And you like this album. You're gonna find out whether or not I liked it.
It's not that I like the album. Is that this album has so much history that this is why hip hop is the best.
Film school?
No, hell no. This has nothing to do with film school.
Okay.
I'm not a poussoir.
What does that mean?
There's a great history behind the beef that this album created and was a part of. Because this is not my favorite Drake album, but there's just so much hilarious drama behind it that it like raised him to legendary status in some weird way.
So you're going to make me laugh my pants off?
Yeah, he's the meme rapper of our generation in the best way possible. I don't know if I'll make you laugh, but it's just interesting to me at least.
Okay. Well, we're having a big old bunch of fun here. It just took us 3 hours to hook everything up.
You didn't know anything about Drake. You didn't listen to a single Drake song before this, which is fucking weird.
I had never heard anything about him. I haven't heard his music. But he's apparently pretty prolific. His output is impressive.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Where do you want to start? You want to get into the history?
I want to mention that.
Yep.
I want to do more of like a proper introduction.
Okay.
Of what we're doing here. I already kind of touched on it.
Yes.
Why don't
name
you
of the
like
pod.
This? Whiskey. Delta?
Yep.
Yo-Yo?
Yeah, sure.
Larry?
Yes.
Tango.
Oh, Tango, right. W-D-Y-L-T.
And then question mark as in question mark.
Interrupt me again. Yeah, W-D-Y-L-T pod at gmail.com.
So no question mark in the address.
Correct.
It's probably illegal, right?
They
probably
flagged
that.
Maybe.
And email us questions, concerns, comments, or what if you want us to
request.
Do a review of an album.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Never going to happen. And then we have, that's it? No, I wanted to say something else. I don't know. Oh, one time I... You know how you do that, like, E as in Edward, when you're on the phone giving...
Yeah, I always do V as in Victor for Vu.
You give them two options?
Well, like, no, I'm to explain because they're like, B-U? And I'm like, no, V as in Victor. And they're like,
I thought you were like, V as in Victor or Vu?
Why would I give them the word that I'm trying to get them to spell as a reference?
I don't know your brain, dude.
Yeah, okay.
One time this lady said to me, E like euthanasia. So I just hung up.
For real?
Yeah. And then another lady one time went X and she couldn't think of an X. So she was like, X. X like X-Men.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah, so she's like a Marvel person, I think.
Well, that's weird because usually people don't have issues with E's and X's. It's always B's and V's and
you
P's.
You gotta clarify. This was when I was doing catalog ordering for I was at a call center and they would order like serums and stuff.
Right.
Yep. You know that if you read my book.
Coming out soon, you can pre-order at wdylt@pod.com. No, wdylt@pod@gmail.com. Send us your pre-orders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, enough fun and shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where we start with D-Reich, other than my ignorance of his whole career. I can tie it to film school, and here's how I'm going to do it. Ready?
Yep.
He came out in 2009.
And you came out in 2009.
How dare thee. And
no, you came out to the world as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go there.
So I'm right.
Are you okay? Is that what you're getting to, that you also went to film school in 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, cool.
So music can't exist for me unless I tie it to
The
one thing I've done so far
right
in life.
Yep.
Okay, so when is it, but you're saying it's before that. When do you discover him? When does he kind of tickle your earlobes?
Well, he's had a lot of albums. He had when he first came out, he was associated with Mr. Kimi K. So Mr. Kimi K brought him up a little. Mm-hmm. And
as a mentor?
Kind of. I mean, 808s and Heartbreaks is one of Kimi K's albums, and
mm-hmm.
people tend to say that that album like set a new tone for hip hop that Drake kind of just like ushered in, where like you could sing and be more emotional and not be so hard all the time.
Right,
which is what Drake's all about, is being like moody and like for the girls.
Yeah, we were just listening to him, and he was like, "Oh my god!"
So you liked him, okay, good. But yeah, and so I don't know. Do you know him from Degrassi? You know all that shit.
I know he was on a TV show in Canada.
Yeah,
he's
so
Canadian.
He was in the Degrassi show. His character gets shot in the back.
Oh no!
And he gets paralyzed. His character gets paralyzed. And is in a wheelchair for the rest of the show. So his nickname is Wheelchair Jimmy.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
They call him Wheelchair Jimmy?
No, Drake's nickname, not the character. So people will literally have posters of him from Degrassi looking in a wheelchair.
And how does that make him feel?
He embraces it. He has a music video that recently came out with all the actors from Degrassi reunited. Like people try to give him shit for being on like this teen CW type show.
You can't do that because we love and adore our Saved by the Bell cast.
Exactly.
Except Dustin Diamond. They continue.
Who continues to fuck up his chances.
Disappoint us.
Yeah. But he basically just like, yeah, I get that I was in that. I'm going to embrace it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he's good about embracing the shit that people make fun of him for and getting money from it.
Mm. He monetizes.
He monetizes his dorkiness.
Yeah, but when he's rapping, I mean, I just know this one album, basically, but he doesn't sound like a dork. It sounds like he's trying to...
That's what makes it hilarious, though, is, like, he tries to go hard, right? So he's like, get these fakers, like, I don't want to deal with these fakers, but, like, mm-hmm. dude, this guy is just, like, it doesn't really work for him, but at the same time, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe of rappers.
Okay, now you have me hooked.
Like, if you go into Drake... trying to like get this deep understanding of hip hop and culture and like, you know, trying to take away like these deep lyrical meanings, you're gonna have a bad time, you know? The same way if you go to a Marvel mm-hmm. movie and you're like, I want to see a great Academy Award winning performance and I want like deep mm-hmm. plot and character development, you're just gonna have a bad time, man. But if you go in there, I want to see some things blow up, I want to see mm-hmm. some cool CGI and mm-hmm. some fucking hero poses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna have a standing ovation. That's what Drake.
That's a little thin of a comparison because I know somebody. I know a lot of movies who check those three boxes you just listed, and they get admonished for that. But you know what? This isn't a movie podcast,
right?
That being said, I would like to plug Sicario 2 now out on Redbox as well as Deadpool 2
now out on iTunes
all streaming platforms.
Yep. Okay.
And then also, we're looking forward to the MJ documentary. Hey, that's music. We can talk about that.
There you go.
MJ doc. this 4-hour, somebody made a 4-hour documentary about how awesome MJ is. So we're really looking forward to that.
Ooh.
His music is
we have different stances on this.
So I think the guy's a real talent. Whatever happened to him? I'm going to cut that joke out. No, for real. That's so fucking hacky. I'm going to cut it out.
But anyways, I'm going to use the documentary to say my farewells because I'm going to watch it. I'm going to realize how much of a monster this guy. All right, well, this is what I should do. I should listen to all the songs that I like by him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that this documentary is coming up. I'm going to listen to Thriller. I'm going to listen to all the best ofs.
Off the Wall.
Yes. And then I'm going to say my goodbyes to all these songs that I love.
He's the stranger in Moscow.
Yeah. And then I'm going to boot up the doc, HBO, mm-hmm. go through it, re-remember the fact that this guy is a terrible person, and then wash my hands clean of him and say goodbye forever, because he doesn't need to be supported anymore, him or his estate.
I hope they go deep into his childhood.
From what I read, it's less about him and more about the two guys that were associated with him when they were kids, because they get interviewed and it's kind of their story. Like,
but it's not Feldman, it's not Culkin, it's two normos.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm just reading from the script.
Right. And supposedly they go into, like, it's kind of confusing about how their parents just kind of let it happen, right, yeah. But like at the time, Michael Jackson is like, you know, like this larger than life, most famous person on earth kind of deal. So it's like you kind of just get hypnotized into his charm, essentially. Mm-hmm. But if you boil it down, this guy probably sexually assaulted underage kids. So that's kind of fucked up. And we knew this the whole time. This is not a surprise, right? But for some reason, like as music lovers or whatever, we just kind of like brush it aside. You're like, because he has good music.
Yeah. What if Peter Jackson came out as a pedophile?
Well, it'd be
a problem for a lot of.
It's the same. It's the same idea. It's like,
hang on, LOTR, real quick. Larry, Oscar, Tango, Recon.
Yes.
All right. Killed that bit. Pretty good.
Right.
Killed my own bit.
Yeah, that would be kind of fucked up.
I'm just trying to explore. Yeah, we do forgive people, not forgive them, but. There's like a huge buffer provided.
But we don't need to forgive him. Firstly, he is obviously passed away.
Yeah.
Like.
He said this is it.
Exactly.
I feel like there's another. He liked women, though. Because of that video. The way you make me. He was married a few times.
He has kids. That was Presley's daughter. He obviously did the biology required for that, I would assume.
Double up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
But in the music video for The Way You Make Me Feel, he was chasing that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal. Following her down dark alleyways and shit. And then he has sex with a car at the end?
I forget what happens. Yeah. There's a lot of smoke in the background. That's the same thing that's happening to R. Kelly right now. Like, live. Like, he just got arrested. People kind of, like, brush aside the fact that he's been, like, fucking around doing this devious shit for years. Mm-hmm. And we just keep like listening to his music, and it's like, hello, like, should we stop? We should probably stop.
Yeah,
there's enough good music in the world that you don't need to listen to R. Kelly anymore.
John Legend was just on Bill Maher last week, two weeks ago, and he said he doesn't listen to R. Kelly anymore.
Okay, that's probably good, right?
What if he does a little sneak one, like when he's in the car with the windows up?
He feels real bad about it, but it's like thrilling at the same time.
He just does like the first 10 seconds or something of a song.
So exciting.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that musical documentary.
Okay, cool.
And this all comes back to Drake because... Yeah. Now, did you... Last time I mentioned that he was in some lukewarm water for exchanging text messages with a minor.
Right.
But were people just making that into something?
What's her name? Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually came out and said... I read the article after you told me about it, and she was like, we're just friends. But it is weird. Mm-hmm.
I was just like, trying to think, what has he addressed it in song?
Oh,
was she texting?
That'd be funny. Yeah, it's weird, but I mean, I guess I don't know what's going on.
It's hilarious. Anyways, okay, let me. Unless you know where to go, do you want my initial reaction to this album?
Sure.
I wish I'm a little. Well, you're gonna tell me why you like
it. Rock and roll.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Okay.
But, okay, I haven't heard him before. My Drake
slate is crazy.
Slate it's is like just...
saying you never...
And can you play... Just play any track. Just hit me with anything off the album.
This is how the whole album starts. So right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it? Love it?
Call and response.
Gotta have it.
So... My initial reaction, I don't know if you're texting, you're on NBAjams.com.
Okay, initial reaction, you hear him, he's kind of whiny.
Well, I'm taking in not only the vocal delivery, but what's going on in the, like, musically.
Okay.
Kill it.
Kill it. Okay. Yep.
That's like my... benchmark, right?
Sure.
For rap. Okay. So at first I was confused, like, why I hear in here, I hear like live fucking punchy drums.
Yep.
I hear hooks.
Yep.
Played on instruments.
Yep.
I hear like, that's not how he talks. Like he's
right,
he's,
right.
He's not like singing, but like there's shit in his voice that means what he's saying.
Sure.
So I was a little like, what is this? This is popular rap now. Like, obviously that song's fucking 25 years old or something. But I was taken aback by like the lack of, I guess, instrumentation. Okay. Or like it was a very minimalist palette, if you will, to build the songs on.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And then, yeah, the whole new, I'm not used to the whole new, like, delivery of the,
in particular, he does get criticized for being, like, kind of, he sounds bored sometimes, you know?
Okay, but aren't there other guys that do that, like, new rappers?
Well, that's, like, you're referring to, like, mumble rappers, which is just a whole separate genre where you can't even understand him. No, that's not him.
Okay.
Because the mumble rapper thing is, like, you can't even understand what the fuck they're saying.
Okay.
You
can understand Gucci.
Gucci's not a mumble rapper.
No, I meant when they say, don't they all say Gucci?
Oh,
in their
Gucci
raps?
Gang, Lil Pump, yeah.
Jimmy, take that out.
Okay. All right. Well, to break down that a little bit, like this is kind of considered a mixtape, where it's kind of like unrefined because
lo-fi.
Yeah, because when this album came out, it was a surprise drop for one. There was no press for it.
Does he do that often?
He does not do that often. So, and the other thing is people were waiting for this album called Views from the Six, which was like this anticipated album for a long ass time. It eventually got turned into called Views, which was supposed to be his major label album.
Yeah, and that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And when people were waiting for that, they're like, okay, this album's coming soon. He kept teasing it. And then he dropped this instead.
Teasing and pleasing.
And then obviously it has a different name. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
And it had, that's why it has that mixtape vibe, because it was an immediate, instant drop, no marketing. And each song kind of feels kind of scattered and is kind of just like what you were saying. Like there's a very minimalist production value to it. And
yeah.
It almost feels like a little bit like his leftovers.
Okay.
Like these are the songs like I did, but I don't really want them part of Views. So let's just like push it out as something else.
So it's like a B-side album almost?
A little bit, yeah. That's how like mixtapes are treated, kind of like B-side stuff.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just in my rock and roll heaven.
Right. I guess that's a good comparison. Rock and roll B-sides are like hip-hop mixtapes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has a mixtape vibe. I mean, it's hard because mixtapes usually come from artists that are up and coming and just want to release stuff for free to get clout and garner attention. But it's like hard for him because he's already like so mainstream. For him to drop a mixtape is like kind of weird.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like kind of stuck in between. The reason I picked it is because there's so much drama behind this album. And how it starts is he gets in a huge beef with another rapper named Meek Mill. Do you know who this guy? Have you heard of this guy?
No.
Okay. So Meek Mill comes out with a song called Rico featuring Drake.
About the Rico statue.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's based on that. And it's just like bravado gangster shit, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it is really referencing that.
Okay.
And it's on Meek Mill's album called Dreams Worth More Than Money, right? Dreams. So it's the first single off the album. Drake is really good about being a feature on someone else's song and blowing that song up, right?
He's nice about it. He says, I will feature on your track.
Yeah, exactly. So he does that. This album by Meek Mill is supposed to come out, right? And with this being the first single, so it's like, you know, Drake is helping the clout or whatever.
Yeah.
Then Meek Mill gets pissed because as the album comes out, there is no internet social media influence coming from Drake saying, hey, check out this song or check out this album coming out from Meek Mill. So then Meek gets pissed. He's like, what the fuck? You're not helping me as much as you could.
How is that on D?
Exactly. How is that on D? But then it gets even more interesting because when that happens, Meek gets pissed and then accuses Drake of ghostwriting.
Oh, no.
On the song Rico, right?
Absolutely unacceptable. Continue.
And so that is, at the time, that is Code Red to accuse a rapper of that, right?
Mountain Dew, we have Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah, Mountain Dew Code Red.
I don't like Meek Mill's attitude here.
Yeah, because to be considered, to be called a ghostwriter is a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Meek is saying, hey, I know from making this song with Drake that this motherfucker has a ghostwriter. He didn't write these lyrics on this song, right?
Yeah.
So that happens, and then now what does Drake got to do? He's got to like kind of defend himself, and Meek keeps coming out and saying, all right, he's got this guy named Quentin Miller who's in his squad who writes all his shit. Like, this guy's a phony. He's a fake. He was outing him.
Milli Vanilli style.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is in 2009?
This is, yeah, when this album came out.
10 years ago.
No, this wasn't in 2009. This was in 2015.
I conflated something. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
And so then Drake is like, well, and here's Drake's thing. When people attack Drake, he doesn't really come out with, he doesn't ever say anything, you know? He makes all his rebuttals like in his music or like in a subtly.
He gets his kicks above the waistline, Sunshine.
Right. So what happens is people start investigating. The internet does its thing, you know, the Reddit community, all that shit. And they're like, oh, mm-hmm. dude, there is a guy in his crew named Quentin Miller. Like, here's the pictures of them, like, posing together and, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, then this album comes out and they go through the track list. And like, oh, Quentin Miller is, like, credited on some of these songs as, like, a co-writer.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens all the time where, like, people collaborate on songs to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's, like, it happens. But what blew it up even more is that these recordings came out of Quentin Miller doing like laying down a bass track for, in this specific case, for the song 10 Bands.
Yep.
And you can hear Quentin Miller rapping almost like, it's a little different because you can tell like Drake heard that version and then changed the words to make it fit Drake more.
Okay.
And they're like, oh shit, dude, there is a track of Quentin Miller spitting 10 Bands in the same flow with the same lyrics as the final version. So people are like, dude, he really does have a good, like, this dude's a fake, right?
Oh my God.
Drama.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is confirmed. And he does have credit on 10 Bands. But then what I think happened is that another track came out of the same situation with the Rico song, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's Quentin Miller spitting on Rico doing Drake's verse, basically. And Quentin Miller doesn't have credit on that. So they're saying, oh, that's fucked up. That's a ghostwriter, right? You know, that's confirming that's a ghostwriter. So Drake's way of rebuttaling is releasing diss tracks. And that's when it gets awesome. Because he releases a diss track called Charged Up.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got me charged up now.
And it's like, okay, right? It's like, it's fine. And it's like, okay. It's like not the best.
A little anticlimactic.
But it's like, all right, it's just like when, you know, round one of a boxing match, like you can't try to, you know, you're not trying to uppercut someone right off the bat. You just like kind of like a couple jabs here and there, see where your opponent's at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it felt. You know, it was like, that was a good start. And let's see what Meek Mill does.
Okay.
And then nothing, you know, Meek Mill does not respond, which Meek Mill starts to get some backlash because he came up as a battle rapper, right? In Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's known to, like, do that kind of style of hip-hop. So we're like, oh, Meek Mill's going to kill him because, like, this is what he did. This is what he grew up on. Drake is not this guy. Drake is not a battle rapper.
Drake doesn't have the training right now.
Right, right. Okay. So then, like, I don't know the timeline, but, like, maybe a couple days go by since Charged Up comes out. And then Drake releases a second diss track without a Meek Mill response called Back to Back, insinuating that he's got two diss tracks back to back, and it is fucking fire. 100% fire.
Yeah,
like automatically people are like, Mount Rushmore diss tracks, like this is equivalent to like Jay-Z and Nas like going back and forth. This is up there with like and it's so good, and completely just trashes Meek Mill on so many levels, you know, like Drake is saying like you're getting bodied by a singing person, you know, that is not actually a rapper. So that's a situation
getting
where he's
bodied by a singer person. What does that mean?
Well, he says like getting bodied by a singing n-word. Yeah.
Oh.
So Drake is again self-deprecating, saying like, I'm not even a rapper, I'm a singer, right? And I'm still like destroying you in this diss battle.
Yeah.
And
Is he a singer though?
Yeah, a lot of his. That's why this album feels different, because there's none of that on there.
Oh, okay.
That's why it makes it feel like a mixtape, because then when Views does come out, it has a lot of singing on it. Scorpion, his newest album comes out, it has a lot of singing on it.
And that's written about the Ryan Gosling jacket from Drive.
Yes.
Knew it.
And, you know, he's going back to his roots of, like, appeasing, like, the college girl that, like, loves him, you know? That's, like, his main audience.
He should stay away from the kind of the younger women.
18 and up only, please. And then the other twist in this is that at the time, Meek Mill is engaged to Nicki Minaj. But Nicki Minaj is also part of Drake's label, Young Money, which Lil Wayne.
What a conflict of interest.
Exactly. So now Nicki Minaj is in the middle of this between her fiance boyfriend and her longtime collaborator, Drake, and good friend. And like, what the fuck is she supposed to do? And then she can't really say anything. And then Meek is like, yo, you gotta back me. And like, you know, she's just stuck in a hard place.
Oh,
and so then in the Charged Up song, Drake's got lyrics about like, you know, you're going on a world tour, but when Nicki, like, you're opening for Nicki Minaj, you know, it's like you're not even the headliner, you know,
you're
like,
not even a middle.
Your wife is the breadwinner here.
Like, they don't even put the good water in the green room until you're on stage.
Exactly.
Fiji out.
Exactly. So it's like shit like that, and the internet is just eating it up, like declaring, like, and that's what Drake does. Is like, this shit should have destroyed him because of the ghostwriter thing, which is like such a huge red flag, and he somehow turned it around. People were like, well, whatever, we don't even care that he has a ghostwriter. Like, this shit's hilarious.
Yeah.
And this song is, like, amazing, and he's come out as the winner of this fight, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, all that stuff happens, and Meek Mill finally releases a rebuttal, and it's horrible. Like, completely forgettable, not good at all. All everyone remembers is back-to-back. It's getting played on the radio. It's, like, its own single, like, of its own, more popular than some of his other, like, actual singles. Like, and people are just loving it. It's going into, like, you know, all the podcast-type things. Everyone's, like, debating, like, oh, what's this, all this shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nicki Minaj is still stuck in the middle. And then
can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
One time I was watching this Nicole Minaj video for her song Anaconda, I think.
Sure.
She's kind of a herpetologist, apparently. And it was playing in a airport lounge. Okay. And
right, because you never seek this out on your own accord.
No. And she was giving Drake
a
very seductive, coquettish, you know. what's that about?
Are you saying is there like history there?
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows for sure. People have like implied that they have like had a relationship, but she denies it. He doesn't really speak on it. It's kind of like unwritten if there was. And they're just more considered like collaborators and like good friends. But that is part of that is like, you know, that makes you sweat a little if you're Meek Mill and you're like, dude, is this dude fucking my girl? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
here?
Well, what was the status of their relay when this was going down?
Well, they eventually broke up, so
oh,
I think
no.
But the other hilarious thing is that Drake once a year there's a concert in Toronto where he's from called the OVO Fest, which stands for October's very own
Oscar Victor
Oscar. Yeah. Which is his label, clothing label, slash all that bullshit.
Like, oh, he got a clothing label too.
Right, because he's born in October. October's
me
very,
too.
Yeah, and he likes an
hashtag
owl.
Me too. Hashtag time's up.
Yep. And during his performance.
You got any OVO on? Are you wearing it right now?
No.
Oh.
And during his performance, he does all his songs like normal. Like,
okay.
I think he does a bunch of the songs from this album because that's the latest album that had come out at the time.
Okay.
And then everyone's like, is he going to do Charged Up? Or is he going to do back-to-back? And then he ends the show on back-to-back at, you know, that because that's what you do, like
you
your most popular
message.
Song. And his screen in the back is every single internet meme that people created about this, like, rivalry that was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And these internet memes are hilarious, like, you know, supporting Drake. And he just plays them like on a PowerPoint slideshow as he's singing the song. And it's just incredible.
And you were there.
I was not there,
oh.
But I saw the video, and it's just the idea that he basically curated the internet to create this vibe for him,
right?
To crown himself the champion of this battle.
Okay.
And, like, that's just never been done before.
So then was the internet, like, crowning him, like, he just won rap? genre.
Yes, exactly.
Just like when
at
like
the time,
2012,
for sure,
people were like, Louis, just one comedy.
Right.
And that didn't age too well, but you get the comparison. Of
yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, I don't know, do you know who Soulja Boy is?
I know, I've heard the name. I think he was just parodied on Saturday Night.
Oh, okay, yeah, and he was in the news recently because someone said, yo, like, is Drake the best rapper out right now? And then he was like, Drake, like, and he was, like, offended because he's like, no, I'm the best rapper right now. Like, I influenced Drake. Like, Drake wouldn't be here without me.
And is that true?
Would Mark Zuckerberg be here without the Winklevoss twins? It's just that, it's that such situation, you know?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Like, if the Winklevoss twins are, their argument is, like, we are the creators of Facebook. And then Zuckerberg's argument is, like, well, you know, like, from the movie, like, if you did it, you would have done it.
I'm going to go by the movie. Yeah. I'm going to go by Aaron Sorkin's vision and say that, yeah, he sort of invented FB because he was mad about that girl dumping him.
Wait, so you're siding with Zuckerberg?
I don't side with anyone of those people.
But it's the same situation. It's like Soulja Boy is like arguing like, oh, I influenced Drake. You listen to these songs. They sound similar. Like, I featured on his shit before he was even up. And it's like, yeah, that's all true. Mm-hmm. But Drake is still bigger than you now. Is it, if you wanted to be that big, you would have done it. He did it. Like,
so your claims are unfounded.
It's not that it's unfounded. It's just like, yeah, in one point, it's like, yeah, like, who cares if you influence him? Like, he's as big as he is. That's just the fact. Like,
and he can rely on his military background if he doesn't want to rap.
Exactly. Get a discount at Ruby Tuesdays.
Mm, that's where we should go after this, not Mel's.
Exactly.
Little RT, baby.
So, yeah, that's why I picked this album, because this album is, like, surrounded by all of this drama between these two. And it's hilarious, because since then, Drake has now been on another Meek Mill song called Going Bad, and they've basically reconciled. Because Meek Mill went to jail for a long-ass time, to the point where it got political, you know, where he was, like, wrongly... incarcerated for too long, and now they're like, oh, we need criminal justice reform. Meek Mill's like became the face of that in some weird way.
Oh, I think I remember a little bit about this.
Yeah. Okay. So, because, like, you know, the process of going through all the paperwork took too long, and he just had to stay in jail the whole time. Yeah. So when he gets out, like, he's from Philly, and, like, you know, everyone is like telling, like, oh, like, you're the face of social criminal justice reform that needs to happen. And everyone is like team Meek Mill again because they, you know, he's like went through this horrible thing. Mm-hmm. And then so now he came out with a new album that everyone loves and Drake's on it. So it's fantastic. Like, they don't even have beef anymore.
So if he's from Philly, does he know Boyz II Men, the East Coast Family?
Of course.
Fantastic. And then what's whatever happened to Nicole Minaj? Did she find another boo?
Apparently she was dating Eminem most recently. I don't know if that's real or not.
Where does she reside? New York City? He's in Detroit. Could be. That would be our long distance relay.
Right. Yeah. That'd be tough.
It would.
They probably like Skyped.
Yeah. I imagine.
But yeah, that pretty much breaks down the history of this album, like why I chose it. It's not his best work. Definitely not.
They should use Blue Jeans. It's more secure. Yeah. Well, that's what my other thing was. As I was listening, I was like, wait. This can't be why this guy's popular. So then...
Don't get me wrong. I like this album. It's good. It has catchy songs. Here's what this album is. This album is 30-second interstitials of every single song that he gets to sing live that people know all the words to and get amped up about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I would call it like a chiller album. Like you put it on and you chill out to it. With like a glass of alcohol.
Like some champagne?
Or some...
Some rosé?
Yeah, like some Bartles and James wine coolers.
Okay.
No, yeah, something classy.
But
a nice cab.
Okay.
And
he would appreciate that you said that about him.
Yeah, and it's Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You got a nice sweater on.
Your boys are like, let's turn up. And you're like, no. It's me and Drake tonight. Little bathtub.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, yeah, you could... Or the missus. It's just you and the missus.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You put on the Drake for the missus and she's all about it.
I think that's where my brain went, was like R&B.
Yeah. I think that's what he would want to be considered in the long run. Like, he gets because he had that song, Hotline Bling. which got categorized as a hip hop song, and that like annoyed him because there's no rapping on it. It's all singing. Mm-hmm. Like, it is an R&B song.
Okay.
And so they just like kind of don't know how to like categorize.
You can't even put this guy in a box.
Exactly. Boom. Like,
he's an actor. He's a Canadian.
But yeah, that's the thing with Drake is like he is really good at
starting shit.
No, he's really good at producing stuff for the masses. And some people don't like that, especially when it comes to creative stuff.
Well, you know? Like anti-populist.
Right, because people. They're like, oh, it's none of that's genuine if you're trying to like appeal to all these people and make kind of like a generic, watered-down thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, snobs get really into like something being so niche and like specific for this type of crowd because then it feels real and like visceral.
Yeah, there's always going to be detractors. And there's people that hate this podcast and want it taken down.
Like, that's why I'm saying he's the Marvel Cinematic Universe
in this room.
Of hip hop. Or he's like the Apple of hip hop, you know? Like, Apple has a commercial about, like, be different. And it's like, motherfucker, we all have iPhones. There's nothing different about us. Like, there's nothing unique.
Right. So going back to me saying, like, what I need to know more about, like, I need to stray off of the beaten path of this album. And that's when I had my grandson and my computer bring up iTunes.com.
Yep.
I clicked on
music.
That's
a website.
I click on music.
Yep.
I say, I don't know what to do from here. He says, move. He sits down again. He hits the search bar. He types in Drake.
Yep.
As per my instructions.
Right.
Drake's always popular songs are listed in order of popularity.
Sure.
And then I start listening, and then I was like, okay, there's more to these tracks.
Oh, okay.
And not that minimalist.
So you actually did that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's at least you were at least interested in some sense.
Yeah, I needed more of...
Do you remember what was on the top?
Maybe if you like listed it, maybe I could recall it.
Right.
But, yeah. And then I was like, okay, I can see why this is... There's more going on here. There's more hooks and stuff like
that. Like, he will just appease whoever he's trying to target. So, like, he went on a European tour, right? Where he just went to all these fucking countries in Europe. And then he comes out with an album that's, like, kind of like house. Like, all these songs are, like...
House MD?
House hip-hop. It's, like, a weird fusion. And because he's just catering to that European crowd. So, to get money. Right. That's all he cares about. That's what he's doing. And people try to get on him for that. And it's just like, dude, he knows who he is, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to win a Nobel Peace Prize for, like, lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to get that money.
Does he have property in multiple countries?
Probably.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, of course he's going to rap about being hard and, like, being real and, like, all this bullshit. And, like, it's all fabricated and that's fine.
Yeah. I'm starting to learn about that and accept it as I get older. That there's a lot of people, like, laughing all the way to the bank.
Exactly, dude. They don't give a shit about
your
criticism.
There's people that you hate and, like, talk and spit vitriol online about.
That feeds them even more, dude.
Yeah,
they want that.
Can cash them checks.
Yeah.
And buy them Teslas.
And then so
let's sell out.
Dude, where do I sign? I'm ready. I'm so against people that are like that that get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
They go, my favorite band sold out. I was like, no shit, motherfucker. You know how much money they got? Mm-hmm. You would do the same thing. They don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
Like, they gotta think about themselves.
Yeah. Cool. So beyond that, my impression, you know, they were, I guess, I don't know, they were kind of growing, but it took a while. It took a while.
Okay. By the third spin, you're like, maybe something.
At the third spin, I was like, I can only envision, like, that, like, maybe my apartment's on, like, the 29th floor downtown of a high rise.
Yeah.
Cleaning lady just left.
You're getting a suit on to go out to dinner to meet the missus. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're like, I need something kind of, like, upscale.
Some ambiance.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's a good way to... Again, I think he'd be proud of that. That's the setting that you need to listen to his music, to this album.
I hope we can connect and be friends.
But then, like, Drake's been in the news again because now he's going... Him and Pusha T, who is another rapper. I don't know, even know who that is.
I think I've heard the name.
And Pusha T like basically leveled him by calling out the fact that he had a son like estranged, you know, like out of wedlock.
Drake has an estranged son.
Right. And same
Walter?
Like, I forget his kid's name.
Denny?
Yeah, sure. Denny. Denny Drake.
Double D. Okay.
And again, Drake comes out with Scorpion, his newest album, and just like he rolls with it, you know? He's like, yeah, I'm a fucking dad, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know?
I'm a fucking dad, blah, blah, blah.
Like, this guy is bulletproof because he just, like, whatever you say, he just goes with it. As genuine or as fake as that is, it's just like, it is what it is. That's just the stance he's going to take. That's okay.
Well, good for him.
So, like, yeah, that's what makes hip-hop fun. That's why I love the genre, because shit like this happens all the time. That doesn't happen in other genres.
Yeah, I mean, do these guys need to be beefing and feuding?
No, but that's where the fun is. Then they sometimes it's fabricated so they can just be popular and like have more, you know, exposure.
I don't like when rockers feud. I mean, rockers are sensitive. They're pretty docile. But then they get fueled on fucking drugs and alcohol. And then you don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
I mean, look at all the people hating on Nickelback.
Okay. But that's like Nickelback versus the world.
Yeah.
That's not like Nickelback versus another band.
Right. Corey Taylor.
Why do people not like Nickelback? It's not, because their
it's
movies,
just a mob mentality.
Their music isn't terrible. If anything, it's just like kind of blah.
Sure.
But like.
There's tons of blah bands.
Right. So why did Nickelback get all the heat?
I think it's just mob mentality. Of like, it's fun to all hate the same thing.
But no one can really explain why they hate it.
Yeah. But right. I mean, they still make albums. They still sell out arenas. So again, they're laughing all
right.
the way to the bank.
It's like, that's what Imagine Dragons is going through.
Remember Chad Kroeger's MTV Cribbed? He had all those ATVs and stuff.
He's laughing on those as he's driving.
Yeah, because how many ATVs we have between us right now? Zero.
Yep, that's great.
That's bullshit.
And no one hates us, so like, who's winning?
I could name like five people that hate
me. Yeah. But their hate isn't fueling your bank account.
No, and don't make my bank account your culture. Did I do that right?
But do you know a Nickelback fan? Because you're right. They are selling. Like, they go on tour and they fucking sell a lot of tickets. But where are these people?
They're in hiding.
Are they ashamed?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why you'd care, because music is subjective.
But, like, where's the pushback? I want the war to heat up.
No,
it's not
pushback. It's Nickelback.
I know. I want the pro backers. I want the pro Nickies to, like, support their band and be like, no, they're okay.
I hope that in a couple years, they're like, maybe they go away, like, whatever, they break up or they just stop making music, and then, like, 10 years go by, and everyone's like, no, they were actually pretty good. And,
that's
like, there's, like,
happen.
A revival of
no,
their
that's
music.
Not gonna happen.
Like, oh, I got their first album on vinyl. It was really hard to
find. No one's going to do that.
Damn. I tried to convince you.
But that's part of the Drake Meek Mill thing, is people took sides, you know? Like, there was a clear winner and loser. It wasn't just, like, people watching it happen. They wanted to be like on one of the sides.
Yeah.
So people were like, oh fuck Drake, he's got a ghost, right? He's like a fake. And other people were like, dude, Drake's like fucking killing it with these new diss tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And
what side were you on?
Oh, Team Drake, 100%. 1000%. I loved every second of it. Charged Up was a good, and the back to back was just like straight fire. 100% fire.
Now you have a I'm sorry, Mr. Kimmy K t-shirt.
I do.
You have a Kid Cudster t-shirt.
I do. I don't have a Drake t-shirt.
Yeah. What's going on?
Let's talk
a little bit about that.
I like his music, but I don't like them. I don't like him as much as I like the first two people you said.
See what I got on today?
Yeah, I do. A1 Nash.
A little A1 Nash.
How much that cost? $60? How much did you feel?
No, hang on. You said 60, like, gotcha. but every fucking band hoodie is $60. That is the market value of a band hoodie.
I'm saying.
So I'm not impressed by you guessing.
Okay,
that.
But here's the thing. Is 60 is, like, understandable. Like, I would not, like, give you shit for 60.
If you go to the merch thing.
But if you were like, actually, it was 110, I'd be like, then we need to have a conversation.
I hope it wasn't because it got sun faded, because I don't wear it a lot. But,
Oh, you're saying they don't use high quality material when they make their band merch?
How dare you? No, I'm saying.
Have you seen them live? Is
no,
that where you got
I haven't it? Even seen. I don't do anything. I can barely go to the grocery store. Have I seen them live? Yeah, I follow them.
You saw Tool live fucking twice.
That was a different. That was way back in the day.
And you never seen you never been a Pepperhead live?
No. Nope.
Are there Pepperheads?
No. Nope.
Okay.
But what I was gonna say is, I don't remember how. I think it was 60. It was part of like they came out with this new album.
And you went to their website and you're like, I'm gonna get.
Yeah, and they had all these bundles. I was like, get the CD.
Bundle me up, bro.
Yeah. Add to cart. Add to cart. So that's how I did that.
Okay. Well, I only support science, as you can see from what I'm wearing.
Science?
Yeah.
I don't know what NASA is, but we have a nectar, an alpha, a sector, an alpha. That's how I look at the world now.
Is that a nectar? What? You have to spell everything.
Nebraska is the
You're like on a date and you're talking to a girl, so you're just spelling shit out.
I like the first part of the scenario. Both parts of it seem far-fetched, but
like, what are you gonna get? A salad? Well, that's a sector. Alpha, Leo.
Yeah, isn't that the Sterling Sharp? Is that his name? The football player?
Who? Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Ewan Nash fan over here.
Today.
Hasn't seen him live.
I'm a fan of this hoodie. It's comfy.
Do they even tour?
I don't know. Probably.
Are you a Nickelhead?
I really like this SNL sketch from like last year, I think, where they use
they're on it or they're making it.
No, it's there's a grandma on her deathbed.
Okay, and, with you.
Yep, and then her family's around, and she calls over her friend or something, family member played by Sterling K. Brown.
Yep. Oh, so he's the host.
And she's like, "I need to tell you like my last words before I die," and it's Nickelback lyrics, and then. Some paramedics come in and they all break out, and you just have to watch it.
What is the lyric about the picture? Isn't that the most famous one?
No, it's couldn't cut it as a wise man. <Couldn't cut> it was like their very first song,
right?
That I remember playing a lot when I was
I remember liking that song. It's like
I didn't at the time, because I thought it was meh, but now because I see it, we've talked about this before. If I see it like portrayed, like used for comedy, then I can really get into the song.
When it's being used ironically, you appreciate it genuinely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good mental state.
Yep. Thank you, jeans.
Dude, that's like how I feel about Three Doors Down. Like, damn, I actually like them back in the day, but it's like kind of weird to think about that now. It's like, I bought one of their albums.
Was it I don't like the song Kryptonite.
It was that album.
And then you were just cranking that, and your parents were like, turn it down.
Exactly. Remember Rockstar? Everyone was about that shit. That song
the
was
game?
No, the Nickelback song. And the music video is just like fans singing it. And famous people. It's like you got Chris Rock.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky.
He's in it.
I kind of sort of remember that.
And so it's like they were not ironic at some point. Like people were actually into them.
Yeah. Middle America. You know, people that don't think never mind. I'm gonna open up that.
No, it's like my sister who is like, I love One Republic, and I'm like, damn, like I've never heard someone say that before. And nothing against One Republic, I just don't. I just never heard anyone. Yeah, exactly.
Great music podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This band or artist? No, I don't know them.
But yeah, that's why I chose this album. That's like you have to get into the culture, into the history of the beefing. That's what is important about this. Is that Drake used the internet. That's his superpower, you know? He like can funnel the internet to his benefit and have everyone just like do his bidding.
Yeah.
And he does that for everything. Like every time a rapper is up and coming, right? He gets on a feature with them, and then when that rapper blows up, he gets to blow up a little bit with them. You know, he does that, and people accuse him of being like stealing their, you know, whatever. And it's just like no, like the duh, no. That's exactly what he's doing. He knows it too.
I know, it's so simple. It's like daisy chaining.
Yeah, it's like daisy chaining hard drives.
Exactly.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well. You know, thank you for the gift that you've given me 2 weeks ago.
But you wouldn't revisit.
Exposing me to Drake. You know, if I was... I've been in a real shit mood the past 2 days.
I wish you would go to, like, down a Reddit rabbit hole of this story. Listen to Charged Up and Back to Back and, like, research Quentin Miller a little bit, you know? And like, that's what Pusha T still tries to put the Quentin Miller thing on him, you know? Like, oh, you had a ghostwriter named Quentin Miller. And Drake's like, dude, I don't need Quentin. Like, no one's heard of him since, but I'm still here. And you're just like, damn, good point.
Wait a minute. Isn't Quentin Miller getting work? I mean, I don't know.
Not really. Like, he doesn't have any music. Like, he's just kind of forgotten.
But he's a ghostwriter.
But, like, yeah, he is. And but the idea is, like, if he was a good enough lyricist that he was helping Drake, he should be able to be good on his own.
But what if he just doesn't like the spot? What if he's a real Mutt Lange?
Who?
Mutt Lange was a famous music producer who did some iconic albums in the 80s for Def Leppard. And then he started producing for Shania Twain. And then they got married and lived in Switzerland. And then he banged his housekeeper or something. And then Shania Twain left. It. He Schwarzeneggered around town.
Yep.
And, but no, there's only like one picture ever taken of Mutt Lange.
I kind of like that. That's cool.
Sure.
That's the same vibe as, what's his face? Margiela?
Bam Margerin?
Martin Margiela.
Who's that?
The fashion designer. He's like very closeted in the terms of like he doesn't like the media and he doesn't like pictures taken of him, so there's very little images of him.
I don't know why you know about an obscure fashion designer.
Dude, these are things you got to know.
Okay. I believe you. And my life is pretty shitty, so any advice you have is, I'll take it. Let me write this down.
Yeah, and that's how Frank Ocean is, too. He doesn't like the media, he kind of stays away. I like those type of people.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My
cool.
God. Cool.
Because we just have too many of the other types, and it's like, anytime I can...
Yeah, but then if everyone goes the other way, then that becomes the norm, and then you...
But that's never going to go the other way.
I think it might. No, probably not, because there's too much
coverage. It's too easy, yeah. It's too easy people put out there.
Yeah.
The counterculture, whatever you want to call it. So, all in all, if you care about me at all, you will go down this rabbit hole for 5 minutes and see if it takes you
somewhere. That's too much. It's too much.
5 minutes?
You're asking me to listen to all these other
artists. No, all you gotta listen to back-to-back. That's it. No, okay, listen to Rico, right?
Okay.
Then listen to back-to-back, then research the beef. That's it.
But I'll meet you halfway on this.
This is why Drake is smart, because on the back-to-back cover, right, is a cover of, I don't know the specific details, but it's a cover of a baseball player from the Toronto Blue Jays hitting a game-winning home run against the Philadelphia, what the fuck's teams are they?
The Phillies,
right?
Yep.
And that's the cover, that's how smart he is, you know? He doesn't have to say Toronto's better than Philly, he just puts the image out there, and it does this talking for him.
It's a subtle message to mess with Double M's head.
Right. And I don't know if this is true, but there was a rumor that he also donated money to Meek Mill's high school that same week, saying like, yo, you can't even take care of your city the way I'm taking care of your city.
The ultimate snide.
Right. Move. It's helping children.
Why don't I give you my album for next week?
Sure.
I don't want to cut you off. Do you have more to say about this?
No.
That wasn't too convincing, but anyways, you know, last time you gave me a lot of flack, you said, I expect more from your picks.
I said that?
Yeah, after we closed down, after we were stopped Fuji recording, you were like, can I talk to you privately?
apartment.
And
this is all fabrication.
And you go, I expect more from you. You gotta give me better.
I put you on my knee. I start reading to you.
Pulled down my pants, exposed my bum, 3 spankings.
Time's up.
But you said that you want every one of my picks to be like Peeping Tom, where it's something just a little bit left of center.
No, I didn't.
A little bit outside of the box.
I was just giving Peeping Tom credit for this thing that was supposed to be a, what do you always call it? Concept album?
Yeah. Why can't you grasp the concept of a concept album? It's been a while.
I'm just saying, you were saying, oh, Fruity Man, this is his concept album. I'm like, well,
never call him Fruity Man.
You know who did it better? Peeping Tom. That's all I was saying.
I'm going to isolate the sound clip of you saying what you said, and I'm going to play it next week.
Wow. That's like 30 minutes of research when you could just be going down the rabbit hole with the Drake Mill beef, which is all I'm asking.
So let me, in an effort to give you something that isn't, I feel like, so homogenized.
I will only listen to the album if you promise to go down the rabbit hole for 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking. 5 minutes.
You can't.
That's one Reddit thread.
No, you can't use. You know, you can't leverage that. You have to listen to the assignment.
This is the most offended I've ever seen you.
This is a side. Don't give me a side mission and say.
Why? I did an emergency cast for you. This is the least you could do for me.
Fine. Fine.
I want some homework on the beef.
Fine, I'll go down your rabbit hole.
Thank you.
And, okay, so your album, we can't do greatest hits.
Why? Oh, because that was a rule you made for some reason.
It seems like cheating.
Dude, do Michael Jackson right now. That'd be hilarious.
He doesn't have a greatest hits. I mean,
I'm
does.
I'm just saying an
he...
album of his.
So we're going to do a soundtrack.
Oh,
because that's
God.
Within the rules.
Is there any chance I could guess it?
You won't, but sure.
Is it old?
Yep.
Mm, that's going to make it harder.
You're
going to
guess way too old.
Is
opposite
it
of Drake's
Alien?
Problem. No, it's okay, it's not a score.
A soundtrack.
But there's two different kinds of soundtracks. There's songs, music,
the composers,
curated, and
right.
Then,
oh, I see. And you're talking like some Garden
yeah, like
State.
Smash Mouth off the Space
right,
Jam
okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's, yeah, original score.
Right, so you're not referring to original score. You're
no.
referring to curated
yeah.
songs that were on the album, maybe represent the tone of the movie.
Affirmative.
Bullshit. Yeah, Garden State. You should have said Garden State.
No.
Are we allowed to do this?
Yeah. We can't do greatest hits because that's just...
Yeah, what is the difference? It's the same thing. It's basically the director going, these are
no,
my greatest hits.
No, honey, because here's why. Because greatest hits it just spans too much. It's just too cherry-picking.
Okay, it's basically... Yeah, that's a good point. You're basically just saying, I'm celebrating this artist instead of this album.
Yeah, and here's the hits
and
that they
pumped out.
That's
wrong for some reason.
Yeah. I guess I'm just being a purist about the album art form.
But you could argue that a soundtrack is just like the director or whoever saying these are my favorite songs when it comes to this movie.
But he's here's the difference. He's picking the songs to there's a theme to them. You're still getting a vibe,
sure,
as you would at somebody's album.
Okay,
like
I
the
mean,
Drake album, you're getting an R&B vibe. You're getting a chiller vibe.
Right.
But if you take Drake's greatest hits, you're getting a whole bunch of potpourri of shit.
Fair.
Okay, so he's curating the songs based on what's happening in the movie.
So it's a guy. The guy's the director.
Well, a woman could do it. A woman
I'm
can direct
I'm aware,
now.
But I'm saying your pick is not Kathryn Bigelow's...
I don't like
what's
how
that surfer
you're bringing...
movie? The,
Point Break.
Point Break. It's not Point Break.
Forget about... I'm not picking this. This has nothing to do with the director.
Okay.
It's
just
nothing
you
to
like
do, this
song.
It has nothing to do with the film.
Oh.
I mean, you can talk about it next time if you want. I'm not probably not going to.
Okay.
The first CD I ever bought.
Is it Space Jam?
It's the soundtrack to... I feel like this is a huge reveal.
Oh, so exciting.
Bad Boys.
Oh, shit. Dude, there's got to be hip-hop songs on that, right?
There is.
And you love them.
So I'm going to invite you into my world next time.
I'm excited.
My rap world.
That. Do you like Bad Boys?
You better get your bathing suit on.
Why?
I just said I don't want to talk about the movie.
Okay.
Do I like boys that are bad? Sometimes.
Are you excited for Bad Boys 3?
Do you that's think the end of this episode.
Do you think the title of Bad Boys 3 is B3D?
Okay, so that's a B.
B3Y.
Bravo, 3.
Z.
Okay, Bravo, Zebra, Y is in Yo-Yo.
Yeah.
So that's your assignment.
B3D, B3YZ.
Yeah.
So you are excited for that.
Just answer your text.
Too fast, too furious.
No, that's Tyrese.
Wow.
So that's your assignment.
Okay.
Bad Boys, I don't know how you're going to find it. Actually, I do know.
I use the internet. You don't got a physical
CD around
that
you can
borrow?
I think I do.
Borrow?
I think I actually do.
Here's a question. Are the songs, do they live
I'll
on their own albums?
Ooh,
or is it just for
I like
the,
that question
you know,
because
it's like, is it a Purple Rain sitch?
I don't think they do.
I think that's better. They live independently.
Yeah. So we're going to capture a moment in time.
Because I love the Spider-Verse soundtrack, and those songs were all made just for the movie.
I know that a hero can save us. Well, you were talking about Nickelback before.
I should give you that. I had soundtrack it to soundtrack it back to back. Because that Spider-Verse soundtrack is legit. I'll listen to it, I guess.
You have to. It's your whole thing.
That's prerequisite. What's the prerequisite?
To listen to what I give you.
No. The prerequisite is you go down the rabbit hole.
And then Google guys fighting for fake. This professional wrestling thing you're giving
me. Getting real aggro here.
All right. Can we please stop
recording? Bye.
Bye. Shout out to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back.